On today's show, Tesla makes the biggest market share gains of any car company. Renault is building a new assembly plant in Pakistan, of all places. And the supplier Schaeffler changes its strategy to keep up with changes in the market. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. FCA is once again in hot water over its gear shifters. Earlier this year, the company recalled Jeep Grand Cherokees over its electronic shifters because it can be hard to tell when the vehicle is in park. The problem was put under the spotlight when Hollywood star Anton Yelchin was killed when his Grand Cherokee rolled backward down his driveway, pinning him against a brick pillar and metal gate. Now NHTSA is launching a new investigation into rotary shifters in 2013 to 2016 Ram 1500s and 2014 to 2016 Dodge Durangos. The agency is getting complaints that the vehicles are rolling away unexpectedly. But it's not just FCA. NHTSA also launched an investigation into faulty rotary shifters involving Jaguar Land Rover vehicles. But we wonder if this is a problem with the shifters, or are people simply not using them properly? So far, none of the investigations have turned up a defect. Renault will expand its manufacturing footprint in one of the most unlikely countries in the world. Wards Auto reports it will start building vehicles in Pakistan under a joint venture with a company called Gandhara Nissan. It will be low-volume production, starting at only 16,000 units a year and working its way up to 50,000 SUVs and sedans annually. Pakistan sounds like a dangerous place to build cars, but the market could potentially be big one day. It has the sixth largest population in the world, with over 200 million people. Honda, Toyota, and Suzuki currently dominate the car market in Pakistan. The electric vehicle market has the potential for huge growth, and both suppliers and automakers alike are evolving their strategies to adjust to that reality. Just last year, BorgWarner bought Remy International, which makes starters, alternators, and electric motors. And now giant supplier Schaeffler has purchased Compact Dynamics, which also makes electric motors. These suppliers are dominant players in supplying parts for internal combustion engines, but as the market changes, so is their business strategy. And still to come, Tesla is gaining market share faster than anyone else, and by a wide margin.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Owning an Acura NSX puts you in a pretty exclusive club, but Acura wants to make that experience as unique as possible. Not only do owners get a custom scale model with the exact paint, interior, and features of their car, but now they get a custom video of their car being built on the assembly line. Acura revealed a new campaign called NSX Originals that depicts the exact specs and options of the owner's car and its unique serial number. Luxury and supercar makers are always trying to come up with new ways to make their brand experience as unique as possible. And this is just another way Acura is hoping to set itself apart from everyone else. One of the best ways to measure which automakers are doing the best is to look at their market share. And so far this year, Tesla made the biggest gains in the American market. Its share is up 50% for the first 11 months of the year. Its numbers are small, but growing faster than anyone else. Next is Volvo, up 25% this year, thanks to the new XC90 and S90. Jaguar Land Rover is gaining fast, up 20%, mostly because of the hot-selling F-Pace. Kia, Subaru, Nissan, and Honda are others who are stealing market share away from others. The companies that are giving up the most share this year include VW, down 10%. No surprise there, really, but the next one is a big surprise. BMW's market share is down 8.7% this year. Mazda, General Motors, and Toyota also lost share. And speaking of GM, it's going to temporarily lay off 10,000 employees as it idles five assembly plants for up to 3 weeks due to high inventory levels. All of the vehicles affected by this are passenger cars. Most of GM's truck, SUV, and crossover assembly plants are running on overtime to keep up with demand as the market continues to shift away from cars. The highest inventory level is with the Chevrolet Camaro, which has 177 days worth of inventory sitting on dealer lots. But the Chevy Impala has only 53 days, which is quite low. But the Impala and the Volt are built in the Hamtramck plant, which includes the Cadillac CT6, which stands at 110 days worth of inventory. Coming up next, a look at all the changes Chrysler made to the Pacifica to turn it into a plug-in hybrid.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
As you know, the new Chrysler Pacifica is available in two versions, a regular gasoline-powered model and a plug-in hybrid. While they look very similar, the engineering team had to make a number of modifications to the hybrid to accommodate the battery and its other components. And this means it needs to be built very differently than the gasoline version. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Kevin Metz, the chief engineer of the Pacifica Hybrid, and in the following clip, he shares how the engineers worked with the manufacturing team to create the electrified minivan.
When we set the plan up, we knew the hybrid was coming, so we made sure that we had spots on the line to do all the various unique hybrid operations. And we actually spent a lot of time with the manufacturing team to really optimize the design for manufacturing. The majority of the hybrid system is actually from the center seat where that battery is located, all the way up underbody, all the way up to where the transmission would be, because the transmission is a unique, you know, E-Flight transmission. So really, that's where the bulk of the hybrid content is. So the teams work together well, both manufacturing and engineering. We have a super module, what we call it, where we've located the onboard charger, the 6.6 kilowatt onboard charger, the DC to DC converter. That's the module that we use to convert the high voltage to 12 volt system. We don't have an alternator on the engine. So we have various plumbing and these modules mounted on a super module, the right in front of the battery. So they load on our chassis line, and then they're decked into the vehicle. So again, a lot of work with the plan on ergonomics and making sure the vehicle went together well.
And for more great info about the development of the Pacifica Hybrid, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.